This is CliffCentral.com.
Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-G-G-Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-G-G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man the Ad Man, and we're back at it. It's been another week of this ad game, and you're back with me once again with G-Man the Ad Man. This is that premier advertising show on your radio. In fact, on your podcast list, you want to have this on your podcast list. You know what I mean? This is that look, that proper window into African advertising, into South African advertising, and pretty much all advertising from around the world. But most importantly, a proper view into how we do things out here. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man. It's been another dope week. I've got a whole bunch of things have happened this week. If you followed me on social media, you know what's been going on. You know I've got some dope guests coming up with me. Some are here. Others are on the way. You know, we're just talking about it now. You know, sometimes everyone who thinks that, you know, those people who still think that everything broadcasting happens at the SABC. So I think that the other people might have gone to the SABC thinking they're going to find me at the SABC. But I'm not with Cloudy. In fact, what it turns out, Cloudy's not with Cloudy either. Because you know, they're done with that whole thing. But Kolisa Teshana is in the studio with me right now. I'm gonna get into it with him. We're gonna chat about some of the news that are going on out here in the ad game. While we wait for the rest of our guests to arrive. But yeah, remember to hit me up on Twitter. It's at Blaxem. It's at BLAXEM on Twitter, or at CliffCentral.com on Twitter as well. If you have any questions or any comments for Kolisa Teshana, if you just feel like you haven't seen him in a while. You know what I mean? If you feel like you haven't seen this chap in a while, say what's up to him. You know, hit him up, ask him what's going on in his life. How was New York? How's Trevor Noah? You know, all those things. Ask him. Hey. Anyway, but let me introduce him. Let's give Kolisa a proper G-Man the Admin welcome to the studio. Guys, in the studio with me today, I'm hanging out with the one, the only, Mr. Kolisa Teshana. What's going on, Teshana?
What up?
Hey, man, you know what? I actually have to give a big shout-out to Chiesa. Huge shout-out to Mr. Chiesa Quinchete for tracking Kolisa down. We've been trying to get you into the studio for a very long time. Finally, you are here. You are here, my man. What's going on? What's up, Kolisa?
Hey, man, I'm wonderful. I'm so honored to be on the advertising show.
Boom! That's what's up. All the others are listening, and they know which one is the advertising. But yeah, Kolisa, man, it's good to have you in the studio, man. What have you been up to? I mean, I know we're gonna chat about you know the one show and all that. But what have you been doing? What have you been up to? Tell us.
Yo, Grant, we've been so busy, man. There's been so much that's going on. I mean, on my side personally, it's been a bit of a crazy year.
Yeah.
Because essentially,
you've relaunched the bank.
Yeah, I've relaunched the bank.
I mean, come on,
we've had to relaunch
little things like that. Listen to Kolisa, guys. I mean, this ain't shit. You know what I mean? It's just been busy. Just, you know, happened to relaunch an entire bank. But you know,
you know, a lot of once in a lifetime stuff.
I mean, That's what the show is up to, guys. He's doing about three or four once-in-a-lifetime things in the space of 6 months.
Yeah? No, but basically what's happened is, I think on the work side, we've been extremely, extremely busy.
Yeah.
And you know, we've been fortunate this year that a lot of our clients are trying to do brave work and really just look at, you know, the advent of social media and just people having all these options.
That's right.
Has led clients to really, really pushing their agencies
and
wanting to say, why will people want to share this commercial versus the clip that they're getting on Twitter or on YouTube?
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So we're really enjoying that pressure, and we've been very, very fortunate when it comes to that. And it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
But then, so that's one side of it. On the other side, I've been extremely busy with Creative Circle.
Yeah.
I think some of the things that we are trying to do there are really big, and we're trying to fix so many of the things that, you know, that just so that we are prepared for this world that we're living in.
That is actually quite an important one, Wenata Shana, because I mean, I know that out of the month was at FCB two weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Is it still called Out of the Month? I mean, what's going on with that?
So that one is Out of the Month is still called Out of the Month.
Yeah.
But what is quite what has changed is that its format is changing. Right?
Okay.
So the big thing that happened with the Creative Circle, one of the things that we did is that we had a purpose workshop.
Yeah.
Where in today's world, we asked ourselves, why do we exist?
Yes.
And you'd be quite amazed that the word that we came up with, our single word that we came up with was actually transformation.
Aha! Now, oh, you know that makes us so happy. You know that makes us happy. Yeah.
But what's interesting about that is that the insight around it was the fact that the word transformation means so many things. It means so much more than just color.
That's right.
But because of the immediacy of the problem in South Africa, which is around
of the color conversation.
It only means that. So what we said is that imagine if we could deal with this issue to such an extent that we can start to look at everything that transformation means.
That's right.
For our product as an industry, for our perception as an industry, and that's our new purpose. It's about
that is so
it's about changing it's transforming the transformation of product, of people.
Yeah.
Of perception through the power of creativity.
Look at that. I think that's really, really dope, man. And I think it's like I said, it's an important conversation for this show, because it pretty much comes up all the time.
Exactly.
And I think that we're going to be chatting more about it, and it's going to be interesting to get the perspective of somebody who's not from South Africa about how it all goes down pretty much in every other part of the world. So I think that's really, really interesting.
Yeah.
And you know what's actually going to be like, we've heard a lot of these conversations. We've heard a lot of, like, transformation is going to be this and this and this and this.
Yeah.
How is this going to be different to the lip service?
Okay, so I think, Grant, the first place to start is, can we use everything in our arsenal to start addressing some of these issues? So a perfect example is something like Ad of the Month that you've spoken about.
Yeah.
We want to use Ad of the Month as a training ground for kids that are actually young kids that are in the industry, so that they get better equipped sooner through a platform like that. So, for instance, now your judging panel is made up of pretty much a 50-50 or 60-40 split between young people, young kids from minority, or rather majority groups in South Africa.
Yes.
So young kids like that, and about 50%.
The likes of Tippy Deng.
The likes of Tippy Deng.
Yeah. Shout out Tippy Deng. What's going on, you know? Baba? What's going on? Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah.
So that's just one of the platforms. And there's many others. I mean, we're working closer with Umuzi than we ever have now.
Right.
They work with underprivileged kids who can't afford to go to any of the other advertising schools.
Yeah.
So they'll be there. They're part of this whole thing. So there's a lot of changes that you'll be seeing, just as it pertains to the different bodies that we've got, or the different platforms that we've got within our arsenal as the Creative Circle.
That's dope. That's dope. Look, I mean, it sounds like he's saying a lot of words. You know what I mean? But I'm one of those people that want to believe it once it starts to happen. You know, but and I feel like from what I heard from everybody who was at the FCB end of the month, that it felt like it was slightly different. It felt like there was a slightly different energy.
Yeah.
Did you feel the same thing?
Absolutely. And that was the aim. You know, it's the rebirth. It's the rebirth. We're taking everything and we're saying, F what you know.
Am I
allowed to say?
You don't say fuck. My man, this is Cliff Central, unradio, unscripted. Everything goes on here.
This makes me so happy. Tap, mama, I made it. So fuck what you know.
That's what's up.
And this is about preparing for the world that's before us, because it's very, yeah, very different to the world that's behind us.
Yeah. Okay, that's dope. That's dope, guys. I'm still hanging out here with Lolisa Chachan. The rest of my guests have arrived, guys. They didn't go to the SABC. So you know what I'll do is you know what? I'll introduce them, and then we'll chat about some of the other news, and then we'll get back into the reason why they're here in the studio with me today. So I'm gonna start right here. Okay. So in fact, I'll give you guys a little context. So I've also been with the many talents that I possess, including writing adverts. I've also been a part of the One Club Boot Camp. This week started on Monday, and yeah, I mean, look, yeah, they've taken me through my paces. There's a lot of kids out there that were inspiring. There was a lot of chicken at some point, and I think that that was thanks to Tolisa's client Chicken Licking. So huge shout out to Chicken Licking for delivering the hot sauce. So there's a lot of chicken at some point, but most importantly, we've got the crew from the One Club. I mean, Golisa's also a part of the One Club. So when I say the crew, it doesn't mean Golisa just because you see him all the time what's that place? At Cantare.
Meat Lounge.
And you see him at Cantare and Meat Lounge. Doesn't mean that he's not from the One Club. Golisa's a part of the One Club as well. But you got some guests out here from the US. And I'm going to start here in the middle with Miss Stephanie Smith.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm amazing. Yourself?
I am very good, thank you. It's good to have you in the studio.
It's really exciting to be here.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys could eventually arrive. Tell us, Steph, what are you doing here? Where are you from? What are you doing here?
Well, I'm from New York. I am the diversity director for the One Club, and I'm here helping us produce the creative boot camps that you just spoke of.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we have about 75 students. That are really excited to learn a little bit more about about how to get into advertising.
Right.
And so this is just a springboard to help students get into advertising, get exposure to the world of advertising, and just be able to change their lives by having an opportunity to get into an internship.
That is so dope. I mean, this is you call it diversity and inclusion. Here we have one word that we just keep hammering into every conversation: transformation.
Transformation.
So, that's right. So it's essentially that same conversation that you're talking about. And I'm really glad we're going to delve into the details of that a little later, just to find out exactly what it is the program is that you guys are doing, what it's up to, and what it aims to achieve. Now, next to Steph, I've got a guy that you might have seen in pretty much all the advertising magazines that have ever been dropped in front of you, if you've been in the game for about 10 minutes. He's done a whole bunch of things. In fact, I was there for the opening day of the boot camp, and he was telling us, you know, some of the stuff that he's worked on and all that. And I was with Smoo Sostole, and shout out Mr. Smoo. What's going on? And we were like, damn it. You know those creatives that make you go, fuck, now I remember why I got into this game. And also, damn it, I can't believe I'm only doing things in squeeze bags. I should be doing more than this shit right now. But in the studio with us right now is Mr. Jimmy Smith. What's going on, Mr. Jimmy Smith?
Yo, what's good, dude?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Good to have you in the studio, man.
Hey. You know, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. You guys were in Cape Town last week,
right?
And now you're in Joburg. Please, and be careful with this answer now. Where are you? Where do you feel like you're having more fun? Careful with this answer.
You know,
see, I stopped the music.
No. I'm gonna be straight up with
you. Yeah,
yeah. I, you know, being from America.
Yeah.
Growing up in leaving an all black neighborhood and growing up in an all white neighborhood.
Yeah.
Growing up in living now in Orange County.
Yeah.
It could be Joburg. It could be Cape Town. I'm good in South Africa.
There we go.
Period.
There we go. There it is.
Anywhere in this joint, I'm happy.
That's Mr. Jimmy Smith for you guys. Being diplomatic with the love, but it's okay. We'll take it. Jimmy, Steph just explained kind of, you know, some of the reasons why you guys are out here. For you personally, I mean, how much does this mean for you personally to come out here and to run a program like this one?
It means the world. We do the same thing in the U.S., and believe it or not, the problems are the same.
Right.
Over here, blacks are the majority. In the U.S., we're the minority.
Yeah.
But yet, the exact same problem of getting more blacks in the advertising and changing the game are the same. So to be able to work with these kids and seeing their eyes light up when you say something that penetrates their heart and penetrates their soul and giving them the faith that they can do it. You know, looking at me, black, dreadlock, and he said, well, shit, if he can do it, I can do it too. That's what's up.
That's absolutely true. Black, dreadlock, a lot like Neo Mashiko. I mean, so I feel like there's a mold to this whole thing of leadership when it comes to the ed game. Tshana and I have tried to grow threads, but, you know, genetics got in the way. But you know, we know other things about advertising except the dreadlock part. But yeah, good to have you guys in the stool, guys. I feel like I'm gonna enjoy getting into exactly why you guys are here and the program and all the details and all that. But Tshana, I want to get back to you, man.
Yeah.
So, the Apex Awards were last week.
Yes.
Right. And they are the effectiveness.
Yes.
Awards. Right. So so it's always been a funny thing for me when we have a creative awards like the Luris.
Yeah.
And then we have a separate awards show.
Yes.
Called the Effectiveness
Yes.
Awards. Where you kind of feel like effectiveness is something that's supposed to be inherent in pretty much everything that we
Absolutely.
Do, right? So and I saw like a whole bunch of people, including Smooth Toilet was part of the judging panel, and guys like Velu Ngubane.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite campaigns called the Vagina Varsity, right? Won something called the Miller Brown Award. So huge shout out to Kerry Hibbard and everybody at Network BBDO4 for that. But I want to get back into this conversation about effectiveness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it? Well, let me start here. Do you think that things like effectiveness are always considered when it comes to things like the award shows, like the Luris? Mm-hmm. And do you think that these two entities should be separate? Should we celebrating things like Grand Prix at the Luris, which feels like it's just for creativity, and feels like we're leaving the effectiveness part of it to the side? Do you think that those two institutions shouldn't be the same thing?
So I think it's a great question, and
I hope it is.
No. I'm proud of you, Grant. So I think the first thing is, just so you know, you get this all over the world. You've got the Effies in the UK.
Yes,
US too.
Yeah, the US as well. Yeah. And I think, Gwena Grant, there's two things for me here. The one thing is, if you look at the job of the Luris, you know, the Luris is really around celebrating and recognizing creative excellence.
That's right.
You know, it's the sharpest ideas. It's the leading edge ideas that keep the industry in the leading edge, not just of South Africa, but of the world. So that's really, really important. But I think we will have missed the mark if you do that and you don't have the effectivity lens over it.
That's what's up.
Right?
Yeah.
So on their side, it's quite a thing to balance these two things. That's why, for instance, in the last couple of years, we too have a when I say we, I'm speaking, I've got my Luris hat on.
There's always a lot of hats, guys. There's a lot of hats. Kiriseke, Luris, Joe Public, Kantare.
Midlounge.
Midlounge. Hey, it's about that ox liver.
So I think, so if you look in the last couple of years, you know, one of the things that was introduced is an effectiveness award in the Luris themselves. But I do think that, so on the other side, when you look at Apex, I think that once again, there it's about the effectivity, but I do think that these two can move closer together. They can move closer together. Because for me, it really, on all levels, it has to be about excellence.
That's right. That's
what I mean? That for me has to be the central part of it.
I hear you.
And therefore, I would like to believe that a piece that makes it all the way to the top at Apex
should also be able to.
Should be Absolutely. Able to on the other side. Yeah. That's basically.
Okay, cool. Got you. Jimmy, you're piping up about that as well. You guys have the same kind of.
We have the Effies.
Yeah. And do you find that the same work that kind of wins, or similar work that kind of wins at say the One Show, does well at the Effies as well?
Yeah, we did a campaign when I was at TBWA Shag Day called Gatorade Replay. And we killed it at Cannes.
Yeah.
But also killed it for the Effies.
Okay.
And from what I understand, the Effies were the planners.
Yeah.
The strategists and the planners were kind of feeling left out.
Absolutely.
Like, what about my contribution? The only people go on stage.
Nothing wrong, strategy. Nothing wrong.
So they needed a little something to, you know, give them some love.
And they enjoyed the stuff. I mean, I remember when I was at Ogilvy and at FCB, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the amount of time the strategists used to sit and putting together those case studies.
Yeah.
But then I was like, wow. Yeah? This is the stuff. You know, like, I always thought that strategists are those people who kind of thought, you know, I could be in creative. but they didn't let me in. You know what I mean? But now they've got this. They've got this thing now. Hey, they are photoshopping, my man. They are putting pictures together. They're doing vox pops. But I think that is actually really cool. So yeah, I just wanted to touch on the Apex thing, and I wanted to congratulate everybody who won at the Apex Awards.
Thank you so much.
And I know Joe Public. Thanks. You're gonna go fish for this compliment. So tell us then. Tell us what you want. What you want for Tashana at the Apex Awards?
No, I wasn't there, but I understand that. I understand that we had some good fortune there.
Yeah.
But on a serious note, you know what? I think it's good, and I think every agency strives for that. You know, you wanna have a bit of everything, and I think an agency operates as a team.
Yeah.
So the strategists are key to the creative product, as is the account management side, as is the creative.
Absolutely, they're all key. But I would like to add something to that.
Yeah.
It's interesting how. I get the feeling like everybody wants to encroach
on creative.
On the creative.
Yep. Yes.
And
yes.
It's like, I can do a commercial.
Yeah.
I can do that. Yeah. It's like we have an expertise as creatives.
Yep.
And so do the strategists.
Absolutely.
And so do the account planners. I'm not trying to be a account executive.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be that type of strategist. We just voice and express strategy through creativity. But what we do is special.
Absolutely.
And I'd like to just add on to that. So I think that's the one part that people tend to forget. We're not a service business.
No.
We're a product business.
That's what's up.
And you need the creative guys to make the product.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we get that stuff quite twisted.
Yeah.
Because the truth of the matter is, I don't care how much the service is great in the restaurant. If the food is crap, you will not go back.
Yeah, exactly. Amen. Absolutely. Tashana guys want some other shit right now. Some other shit. No, absolutely. I absolutely believe that. And to the point that you're making, Jimmy, I've always thought that like social media has been like one of creative's biggest enemies, because everyone who's ever written a status on Facebook that's been liked by 1,000 people thinks they're a writer.
Hey, Joe.
You know what I mean? Anybody who's ever taken a photo on Instagram and somebody has people have liked it 1,000 times is now all of a sudden a photography expert.
Hey, walking away from 2016 life.
Yeah, exactly. Now all of a sudden you have to tell me about art direction. Now you get into my meetings and you're like, listen, I wrote this. No, you didn't write this. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, fantastic. I'm loving with the direction that this conversation is going. Uh-huh. But once again, it's good to have you guys in the studio. You're still with me. I'm hanging out with my guests. We're going to be talking about the One Club Boot Camp. Hit me up on Twitter. That's at Blacksem. It's at BLAXEM. Or on Cliff Central, or at Cliff Central com on Twitter as well. If you have any questions or any comments for my guests, Steph, I want to get back to you. Right, so you guys have been traveling around. You guys travel around the world, running this program, the boot camp. Can you kind of just get into like more detail about what the boot camp is, what its aim is, and how it came about?
Ah, yes. Well, actually. You are right. We do travel all around the world.
Yeah.
We have 8 stateside boot camps, and I believe 3 so far international, and that's including the one in Cape Town, Joburg, and also in London. What it's specifically made to do is what I was saying earlier, be a springboard.
Yeah.
So we help people that are young students, are just recently graduating students, get into advertising by giving them exposure to great creatives such as Olisa and Jimmy and the sort. They have 4 days to put together a creative brief given by a live brief.
Right.
A live client, shall I say.
Yeah.
And they have 4 days to really figure out to put together like the whole thing.
Yeah.
And specifically, I mean, that's hard. You know, creatives do this like over a month's time, and they don't know who each other are on the team, and they mesh from, you know, gender and schools and
background,
and background as well. And they have to like figure out and actually put together a whole project and then produce that project in front of a panel of judges, which are, you know, the client and also the top creatives.
Yeah.
And they're vying for top 3 spots for internships in agencies that are our sponsors. And
oh, that's dope.
And that's how they get the exposure.
That is really, really cool. That's really cool. Have there been any commonalities that you found? Like, I mean, obviously, Jimmy kind of touched on the fact that like, you guys have like there's some issues that are similar, but what are the commonalities that you found in the students from like in the States, London, and even in South Africa? Is there a thread of like a need, for example?
Wow. I think that the thread is the passion to want to be in the industry, the passion and the talent, the untapped talent that's there. The thread is the need, I guess I would say.
Well, I think I'd add to that.
Yeah.
The thread, too, is boot camp is the proper term.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're in the military boot camp, there's sometimes you say, hey, I need to quit this shit. Yeah. I don't know about this. Same thing happens in the One Club boot camps because it's real.
That's great. That's insane. You know, because I saw those kids when I got there, and yeah, like you know that look of anticipation. I want to take into this thing, and then it gets real very quickly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, because there's always like the glamour that comes, like, oh no, this is the one show, blah blah, I'm associated with this thing, and then the brief lands, right? And then the reality of, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's actually a real expectation here.
Absolutely.
And I mean, with your experience having done this over like a couple of years, how long has it been around now?
Shoot, it's been around at least 3-4 years, probably.
South Africa.
Yeah.
And in the States, I believe 6-7 years.
Wow, yeah. So it's been quite a while now. Mm-hmm. So how often have you found that, you know, like on the day before presentations, you find these shell-shocked kids that are going, I don't know if I can do this anymore, and they actually want to quit?
On Thursday, I call that the freak-out day.
Yeah, yeah.
literally, you know, that's where, you know, all the anticipation, and I don't think I can do this idea, or I don't love this idea. I'm like, well, listen, that's how it is in the real life.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you don't love your product, but you got to push it through. Yeah, you got to get it done. And it's so funny to your point, you know, or to Jimmy's point, we had a student last in Cape Town the night before on Thursday. He's like, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to come in tomorrow. I'm like, listen, you better come. Just think about it. Just think about it. You're so close away. Are you going to walk away from opportunity?
Yeah.
Are you going to turn around, like, just because you're not married to this idea?
Absolutely.
There's so much of endless possibilities for you to just turn around and stop now. Get a reward out of it.
Yeah.
Keep going.
It tells you a lot about yourself in 4 days, four or 5 days.
Yeah.
You learn a lot.
Yeah. Mostly about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You learn whether this business is for you.
Yeah.
So the idea, Golis, I'll get back to you about the inclusion. What we call transformation. I mean, it's obviously it's a very important conversation pretty much around the world, right? Mm-hmm. And is that one of the mandates that you kind of have with the One Club, or is that something that you just, like, you walked in and you saw it happening? You said, I want in on that thing.
So I think a huge shout out at this point has to go out to someone like Ross Charles from Jupiter in Cape Town.
Shout out, Mr. Ross Charles. What's up,
Ross?
Because Ross is actually the one that identified me and pulled me in to assist. And this was the very first time in 2015 when we launched this initiative here in South Africa. And I think maybe just to give people a little bit of context. So essentially, why the One Show and why would they do this?
Yeah.
So just so you know, you've got your big advertising shows around the world, whether it's Cannes, whether it's DNAD, etc.
Yeah.
And the big difference with One Club or One Show is that it's a non-profit organization. Unlike a Cannes, for instance.
Yes.
So, you know, which has got to give money to shareholders.
That's right. Where sandwich costs 33 pounds for a cheese sandwich.
There we go.
Yeah.
So,
better paint my house.
You know, Chap? So what the One Club then does is that with all the money that it gets from entries from all over the world into the award show, they then look at the worldwide creative industry and they look at how they can give back in the different sectors.
Right.
Or rather in the different regions. And in our region, the immediate need was, as you said, around diversity or transformation.
Yeah.
And that's how this program got to be here. So just to give a little bit of context there.
Yeah.
And
I actually can build on that. Our CEO of One Club, Kevin Swanepoel, he is from South Africa. And
I was about to say, that sounds like a South African guy. Oh, that's dope.
And diversity is very near and dear to his heart.
Yeah.
So he knew that he wanted to incorporate that within the four pillars of the One Club and what we stand for.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
And so then, Grant, for me, the big thing is this. I mean, how often do you have people that come to your studio? And I think the talk is many. Everybody's talking.
Yeah.
And how often do you log on to Facebook and everybody's talking?
Yeah.
Right? Everybody's a keyboard activist, right?
Yeah.
And my whole thing is it takes a lot to do.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
It takes a lot to do. So whilst there's so many things that we can say, you know, this needs to come right before we can transform.
Yeah.
Government needs to get involved. Stakeholders need to get involved. That's fine. We can have all those conversations, but what are we doing now?
That's
and
right.
What are we doing for the child who's trying to get in right now?
Exactly.
So that's why this kind of thing is so close to my heart.
Yeah.
Because I just feel that there's so much to fix. Let's just start by fixing. If we in Joburg, we've got how many students? We've got 75 students. Yeah. We've got 75 students, right?
Yeah.
In Cape Town, we had something like 55 students, right? Yeah. And the minute we put out the call, there were guys like the SAFs.
Yes,
Cindy's in Cape Town.
Shout out to Sefra Cindy. What's going on?
You know?
Yeah.
Neo Mashego.
Yeah.
You
nothing
know?
Wrong with you.
You know, Grand Sitole in front of me.
Nothing wrong. I mean, I might break his horn.
You know what I mean? But for me, this is what we always forget when we speak the story of transformation.
Yeah.
We forget about the people that are actually doing something.
Yeah.
And that's, I suppose that's part of the reason why it's a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, we've got to make the noise, but I always feel that the noise has got to be mindful of some of the things that are happening as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think talk about it, be about it.
Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, I understand that, and I'm with that completely. Mm. We had Jerim Pufani on the show just 2 weeks ago, and he was saying that. He was saying, you know, what we don't understand is that the word transformation by its nature is about a process.
Yeah.
Right? And we can't have people, to your point now, And I get it in time. We can't have people waiting on the sidelines while this process is happening.
Yeah.
Right? So what about all these people who want to actually get in and participate and be the change while you are transforming?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I think that's a fantastic, fantastic thing. That's dope. I like the sound of that so much, man.
And I also think one of the things that I'm trying to get as many people around me to actually realize, you know, Chap, we need to transform even our narratives.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, when it comes to advertising,
One
of the most hurtful things as someone who is in advertising, who is hiring young black talent and moving them up the ranks, right, is often you'll hear the narrative is the same as it's been for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Ah, there's no blacks in advertising.
Yeah.
And for me, and then you'll also see that the criticism that comes to adverts
is
that's the basis of it, right?
Yeah.
And often that very criticism is directed at young black kids that are trying to make it. And I always say
they're trying to change the narrative.
You know, I'm like, guys, sometimes you just don't like the joke.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's it. Maybe just like pretty much everything else, when you can walk out of a movie house and say, wow, what a shit movie. You know, maybe you just don't like the joke. Move on. Yeah, that's not indicative of an industry.
You know what I mean?
But you know what, Deshana, to that point, I think that's actually a great segue into the question I was going to ask Jimmy. Jimmy, there's this thing called Here Are the Black People, right? I've seen a few interviews that you've been a part of. What is that? Do you want to kind of elaborate what that is?
I was working with on a panel on a group that's trying to get more blacks into the industry, and Mike Hughes, who was one of the founders of the Martin Agency, one of the great agencies in the world, and he said, Jimmy, he was a white guy. He said, Jimmy, I'd hire him, I just can't find him.
That's right.
And so I'm like, well, okay, let me help you with that.
Here they are.
then Jeff Goodby of Goodby Silverstein, he had a cat, a legendary cat, Ed Creighton, black writer, the only black writer there, walked up to Jeff at the Christmas party. He said, hey, Jeff, where are all the black people?
Yeah.
And Jeff called me. I told him the Mike Hughes story. He told me that story. And we started, where are all the black people?
Right.
Which is the term I prefer rather than here.
Than here.
Because we ain't here yet.
No, we're not there. We're not just yet.
Where we at?
Yeah.
Well, to add on that, actually 2 years later, so the One Club decided to, you know, put on that multicultural career fair called Where Are All the Black People?
Right.
And then 2 years later, they decided to answer the question and saying,
Here
are all the black people.
Right.
That's where that came from.
But we disagree on that, and we're going to disagree on radio. It should be where. But, however, a lot of kids that come to Where Are All the Black People?
Yeah.
Get internships, get hired. I've hired a few. BBDO has hired a few. Whitney Kennedy has hired a few. And all of this would not have happened without the One Club Mary Warlick, who was the CEO before Kevin, and then Kevin keeping the lights on for it and fighting for it and making it happen. And now the legacy has been passed on from Tracy Smith, who headed it up at the One Club, to now our wonderful and glorious
What's up? Nothing wrong, Steph. Yeah. Nothing wrong.
Now I have to say, shameless plug, Here All the Black People will be September 28th in the United States in New York.
Cool, fantastic. You heard it here first. Because I told you, Jim and the Ad-Man, we are at the forefront of all the information that you need in order to transform you, transform them, and not just transform here in South Africa, but to transform everywhere in the world.
Absolutely. What I love about that is that it's even encouraging kids not to think so small.
Yeah.
If a kid can get himself to hear all the black people in the US, York, go do that thing, Joe. Go represent us over there.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Mlu.
You shout out to Mlu. Hey, we haven't even spoken about that. We're gonna get into that later. I couldn't find that Will Smith song on that side. Welcome to Miami. Because Mlu's moving to Miami to work at David. The agency in Miami. So I think, you know, where are all the black people? Slowly we are answering this question.
Yes.
And I think that should be one of those things that we should have in the back of our minds pretty much all the time. Yep. You know? And I'm very interested. I'm interested in kind of the similarities in the challenges that we face on this side, right? Because like Olisa said, a lot of time we find people saying, but where am I going to find them, bro? Like, no one's coming through the system. And also because ad schools also cost R1 million. Mm-hmm. Or not exactly R1 million, but close to R1 million to go through. Is that one of the barriers that you guys deal with as well in the US? Like, is it hard to get into kind of traditional ad schools, like the Miami ad school? Is it tough for black kids to get into ad schools?
Yeah, I can say that is definitely it's very costly. And in the States, you go through 4 years of, you know, college.
Yeah.
And then you go to ad school, and that's more money.
That's more money, yeah.
It is. And I have to say, with like schools such as Miami Ad School, they are trying to help with putting together scholarships and stuff. So to help, you know, break that barrier when it comes to money. I think it is very similar.
Yeah.
I just think, though, we get hung up on these ad schools.
Yeah.
Because I don't care if you're white, black, blue, or purple, when they come out of some of the ad schools, all of their work looks the same.
Yeah.
They worked on the same assignments, and it's an assimilation thing.
Yeah.
Whereas I like a little bit it's a little more grimy.
Yeah.
Where he's a street poet.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a musician. Uh-huh. She's a rapper.
What you mean. Yeah.
So on and so forth. Those, I mix those and hire those people.
Yeah.
As well as ad school people.
That's dope. Let's talk about your agency for a little bit. Amusement Park, it's called.
Correct.
Right. Tell me, what does Amusement Park do? I read about it, but you know, I know about it. But what, for anybody who doesn't know, you have a very colorful history with some really dope agencies. I mean, and then you open your own spot, Amusement Park. What does Amusement Park do?
Amusement Park is we're Amusement Park Inc., which is a traditional advertising arm.
Yeah.
Amusement Park Music, our fledgling record label.
Okay.
Amusement Park Entertainment, where we do TV shows like Mugs jumping out of a plane with no parachute, having sent. And then we also have what we call APQ. And the partner in that is Q, like from James Bond. So that's where we do our tech work.
That's dope.
But I learned, and my partners learned a long time ago, that advertising does not have to be a 30-second spot. It can be a movie. It can be a TV show.
Yeah.
And, you know, and one of the famous examples to me of that is Space Jam.
Yes.
Right? That was a commercial first.
Tell us a story,
Space Jam was a TV commercial called Hair Jordan. Warner Brothers wanted to turn it into a movie. They couldn't convince Phil Knight to turn it into a feature film. So finally, they just went and did it on their own without Nike and without the creators, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Wyden and Kennedy and Jim Riswald. Shout out to Jim Riswald.
Shout out
to
Jim Riswald.
And that thing made $283 million at the box office, $3.5 billion in merchandise. So all total, made close to $4 billion. A advertising idea. Nike at the time was a $6 billion company.
Yeah.
And this advertising idea, just on its content, made close to the size of Nike.
More! That's insane. That's insane.
That's what planted the seed for our music.
Yeah. So do you have like kind of separate entities, as in like for example, groups of planners? So do you have a different group of planners that work with an advertising arm and then with the content creating arm? Like, do you know what I mean? Or is it one hub that just produces everything?
It's one hub. Truly one hub. Because what was happening, that you would be at a traditional ad agency and you would come up with this idea for a feature film.
Yeah.
well, how are we going to do that? How are we going to do that? And people are, the clients were nervous and whatever and whatnot. So at amusement park, if you come up with a, hey, it shouldn't be a print ad. It shouldn't be a feature film. It should be a tech product.
Yeah.
Well, we got in-house the tech heads.
Aha.
And we go, we know how to make it.
That's dope. That's dope. Deshaun, how close or far do you think we are from Joe Public becoming something like that? Do you think that? And I know you guys already call yourself Joe Public United. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it feels like you are close to that model as well.
So what's interesting about Jimmy is, and I really feel that we are honored to have him here. If you look at Jimmy's past, he was really introduced to this concept of big thinking through his experiences.
That's right.
And it's the theme of his story. Everywhere where he went, if you look at all the work that he's done, it's always been slightly bigger than just what a normal commercial would be.
Yeah, yeah.
And hence, when he started his business, it was through all that experience and having worked with some of the best in the industry. I mean, if you talk Lee Clow, he's worked with them.
Yeah.
Dan Wyden, he's worked with them. You name them, he's worked with them. And you talk to anybody who's in those agencies now who's black, and they call him the Godfather.
That's what's up.
So what I'm trying to say is that through this process, he's actually come to where he is.
Yeah.
And I think what's happened with us and what's happened with us as an industry, forget just Joe Public, is that we've been so busy just making sure that we can provide what is required from a traditional perspective.
Yeah.
And it's even more so for independence. So if you think of us, I mean, only now are we a full service industry, or rather a full service agency. So for the last couple of years, you know, we've had to build all these different entities, whether it's design, whether it's digital, whether But I think, Grant, to answer your question in a simple sentence, that is where everybody has to go.
That's right.
Because what's going to happen more and more is that we're in the content economy.
Yeah.
We're in the content economy. And if you don't own any part of your content, if you're going to charge hours... hours for coming up with Survivor.
And you can take your check and go home to watch that show and watch someone else show make money from your idea.
You see.
Yeah.
So that's essentially where we're going, my dog.
Sure. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Steph, I wanna get back to you. Like the whole idea of this boot camp is some of this wisdom. You know, like all this wisdom that comes from the people who are kind of the pillars of the whole thing. Are these some of the things that the kids are gonna be able to walk away with as well? Are you hoping that, you know, they walk away with not just a certificate to say that I hung out with the One Club? Is that the idea with the mentors, that they actually glean some of the magic from the mentors?
Oh, absolutely. I actually have to say that some of the students even say that these boot camps are even more beneficial for them even than compared to like their years in school.
Right.
Like actually being able to, you know, do hands-on experience and then be able to glean, you know, great direction from the greats themselves is priceless.
That's incredible.
And we hear it boot camp after boot camp after boot camp.
Yeah.
Students are just saying, thank you so much. I had such a great time. Even if they didn't win, they're like, listen, I'm just so excited that I had this opportunity, because they make these connections with greats such as Olisa.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that turns into a mentorship kind of like over time.
Yeah.
It's when someone sees an interest in you and sees the talent in you as a student, you see it and nurture it and develop it more yourself.
That's great.
Because you have to have that mirror in front of you to see it, right?
That's
so
fantastic.
Absolutely.
I love that so much. And you know, for me, I think that I've always been an advocate of how advertising can make, you know, like real change. And I'm not talking about good advertising, you know, that stuff where like, oh, there's stuff that makes you, like, you see it and you go, oh, I don't know. And I actually happened to see one of the things that Jimmy did, project that you guys did for JBL.
Correct.
Well, with
bigger
JBL,
than us.
Bigger than us, it's called. And how that's advertising for social change, right?
Correct.
Also advertising with the intention to create social change. And I'm sure that's some of the things that we would like to come through in this program. Mm-hmm. How important do you think, Jimmy, like especially with everything that's been happening in the US as well, you know, like, I mean, pretty much it happens around the world, but it just feels like it's been amplified a lot in the US now with everything that's happened, you know, with the shootings and whatever. How important is it, do you think, for us to breed advertising creatives who understand their responsibility towards something like that?
Oh man, I can't tell you how important it is, because oftentimes, unfortunately, where we came up from, slavery, so on and so forth, Jim Crow laws, that unfortunately, this is sad to say, but many African Americans will get into a position of power.
Yep.
And they gone.
Boom.
They forgot.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, it's like the story of OJ. And yeah. Forgot. I ain't yeah. black no more,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I ain't black, I'm OJ.
I'm OJ.
It's like, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So remembering, and matter of fact, I was with, I was judging.
Yeah.
An award show, not the One Club. Yeah. This wouldn't happen on the One Show.
Yeah.
I was judging an award show, and one of the African Americans on the jury, a piece of work came up that dealt with some of the same issues as yeah. bigger than us. And he said, you know, everybody's, you know, I don't know. Everybody's kind of used to that. You know, that's not fresh. It's not new to address that and how? Whatever, whatever. But yet he was game to address all of these other issues
yeah.
that have been addressed.
The rhino.
However many times.
Yeah. The rhino. Yeah,
the fucking
rhino. You
know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was just looking at him.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. That's yeah. that's if the OJ joint would have been out, I would say, hey, OJ.
Yeah. That's incredible. That's yeah. incredible. And Tishana, we see that. We see quite a bit of that around here.
Dude.
Like, it always amazes me, the fact that, and also doesn't surprise me that much, actually, that it feels like we're kind of dealing with the same issues pretty Dude. Much everywhere in the world.
You're absolutely right. And you know what's interesting about this, right? You're talking about advertising with a conscience.
Yeah.
You know, in our agency, we have a saying. We say, do it badly, and it's called advertising. Do it well, and it's called culture.
That's right.
And I think for me, that really speaks about understanding the zeitgeist, right?
Yeah.
No, never in the history of this industry has advertising been more hated than now.
Right.
Right. Speak to anybody, and the minute they sense that you're trying to sell them something, yeah. they're gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for me, that already says to you that you've got to show me more than just this freaking product that you're trying to sell me.
Yeah.
You've got to absolutely do that. And there's something so interesting for me, which is why I love initiatives like this bootcamp.
Yeah.
You know, chap, if you look at Cape Town, where we did this bootcamp before. So the winning group, you know, won. They were streaks ahead. They had yeah. a fantastic. Shout out to the sponsors, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Woolworths and Vodacom.
Vodacom.
Boom. Woolworths and Vodacom, our main sponsors for this. Yeah. It's really,
huge
really
shout out. Huge shout out
yeah. to them, right? So, chap, one thing that happened, eh, is that so the winner was freaking fantastic. We loved it. It was a unique idea. But what I loved about the deliberation, which went on for hours, because at the end of this week, once the kids present,
yeah.
then we've got to judge which idea is first, second, or third, right?
Right.
And there was one group where you could just see, just in terms of how the numbers worked out,
yeah.
you just ended up with a group of students that had it a lot harder than everybody else.
Right, you know? Yeah.
I mean, all these students have had it hard, but this particular group
yeah.
had it so damn hard.
Yeah.
And what I loved about what they presented is that it spoke, first of all, it had such a social conscience.
That's right.
Element
yeah.
to it.
Yeah.
And that, for me, reminded me of something.
Yeah.
I don't care where you come from, right? Thinking
yeah.
is the great equalizer.
Boom! Boom!
Thinking is the great equalizer.
Yeah.
If I promise you, and for me, the more that thinking can be in tune
yeah.
with what's happening in the world,
yeah.
the more you'll freaking make an impact.
That is so dope, man. That yeah. is so dope. I love that a lot.
Yeah. That group, by the way, ended yeah. up coming second in the whole competition.
Oh, that's what's up. That is what's up, man.
And we're talking about it with Jimmy and the guys, and we said, not yeah. in their wildest dreams, because of their limited thinking
yeah.
and of their circumstances, they never thought that they would end up right at the top
yeah.
beating students from the AAAs and
right.
from all these other advertising
Huge
schools.
Huge shout out, man. Huge shout out.
And sometimes that's the freaking turning point,
though. Yeah, yeah. Wow, guys, I think you guys are doing an incredible job. I think this bootcamp is one of those things that, like you said, we'll look back and we'll say there's a group of a school of kids that come out of this era
yeah.
that obviously had just had somebody help turn a light on in their minds for this.
Yeah.
We're almost, like, I hate how much this hour feels like it just flies by, because I'm almost out of time. But Steph, I want you to tell me, and I want you to tell all the kids out there that might be listening, why they need to jump at this opportunity next year.
Ah.
Next year, when they hear about this, when the klaxon goes out, next year that they need to come out here and get it?
Well, because we only have so many spots available.
Yeah.
So they need to get in where they fit in ASAP.
Yeah.
And because the opportunities are endless, yeah. It'll definitely help them springboard their careers, because not only do we care about the students, but we care about the work and helping them become the next, you know, greats, become yeah. the next, you know, Jimmys, the next Zolisas. Yeah.
That's so dope.
Yeah,
that's so absolutely dope.
It is.
You heard it, guys. You heard it. Just you, next year, as soon as you hear, Zolisa, just try to make the word with his mouth. We are boot. Get in there. Get in there. get into this thing, because you know you want to be a part of it. Jimmy, I have one last important question
what
for
you. Got?
And I want to know, like, you know, with this conversation, and I love how vocal you are about this conversation, and I actually want to pick your mind more about this transformation slash inclusion conversation, and how much it's obviously. It takes a whole lot of confidence in yourself to actually take the step and go, boom, you know what, I'm actually going to make the call and jump and get into the industry. And I know that all the elements seem like they're against me and all that. What is it that you think that, the one thing that you think, like, kind of the, I want to say the black collective of advertising, if there's one thing you think that we should be doing, or one thing that you think you want to remind us of in this whole thing of kind of transforming our industry and on this journey to transforming our industry, what would that be?
Rephrase that.
Okay, so if you could get us all in one room, the leaders, the black leadership of advertising right now, and it was one thing that you wanted us to take away into kind of the next 12 months in taking steps towards building winning the fight, what would that be?
Understanding that it's not rocket science. Only thing you got to do is hire. That's all you got to do. If you're in a position to hire, make it happen. I can't tell you how many, unfortunately, not Coley, obviously, yeah. not you.
Yeah.
How many black creators who are in a position to hire someone, they go, oh, yeah, that portfolio just ain't right yet, though. It's just not right. And it's like, your motherfucking portfolio wasn't right when you were looking for it.
Boom. Yeah. Boom. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hire. You see, you could see those sparks in people that twinkle in their eye, that thinking it may not be right. Laid out right, or
yeah.
headline not all the way 100%, but you know that they are creative. And if you're supposed to be a creative director, what does a director do? They direct.
They
conduct.
Yeah.
They get you there. And so that's the main thing. Hire.
Sure. That is too important. Too important for words, guys. You know you heard it out there. You know what you've been doing wrong, guys. And I think that Jimmy is perfectly right. There is no big meeting or anything that actually feels like it needs to happen. We just need to make sure that we get this stuff done from jump. Every day when you walk into the office, you should be fighting in order to make this change happen. And I think that's absolutely great. Guys, thank you so much for coming to hang out. I feel like this hour just flew by. Okay, tell me real quick. Tell me what the next, say, 2 days until the presentation, what does that hold for you guys?
Look, I think it's going to be extremely intense. I think I'm answering what lies in store for you and Jimmy, because yeah. you two are part of the mentors. Yeah. I think it's going to be extremely intense. I think you're going to need to hold the guys' hands.
Yeah.
You're going to need to let them remind them that this is the reality
yeah.
of the industry.
Yeah.
And you're going to need to remind them that I might not get my idea through, but I've got to come together for the collective.
Boom. Boom,
that and is I so got to be confident yeah. about that shit.
That's dope. That's dope, Steph.
I think the biggest takeaway would be when it comes down to the idea. I think I heard this yesterday at the presentation from FCB. It's not my idea. It's the idea.
Boom.
So definitely remember that and talk yourself off a ledge. Don't,
yeah.
Don't jump.
yeah. Excellent. Jimmy?
Oh, man. Veli, the Vodacom yeah. head of marketing, who gave the brief,
yeah.
he's going to be in for a special occasion because,
yeah.
you know, we told the kids to, you know, do what's in your heart.
Yeah.
Do what the right thing is.
Excellent.
You may not win.
Yeah. But do the right thing.
But do the right thing.
Excellent. Excellent. Guys, that's it. That's all the time we have today, guys. I mean, what a fantastic show. The time really, really did fly by. Get the podcast. Get the podcast. Play it for your moms. We didn't swear too much, so you can play it for your mom. You can play it around the studio. Play it for, yeah.
Last shout out to all the agencies that have come and supported us.
Boom!
Every single
one.
The agencies don't get enough credit when they do the right thing.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your support.
Ogilvy.
Ogilvy, FCB, King James, Network BBDO, TBWA.
Excellent.
Joe Public.
Big shout out to AAA.
AAA for hosting us. Vega.
Yeah.
Red and Yellow for sending their students. Umuzi.
Yeah.
Everybody, man. If we've left anybody, Malin Low, if we've left anybody out, we really do apologize, but we are grateful.
Huge, huge shout out then to the entire industry that for participating in making this stuff happen. Steph, one last thing.
And also for the students, if they're wanting to get involved next year, go to www.oneclub.org and you'll see the boot camps right there.
Excellent. You got it. You heard it first, yeah? And yeah, we're absolutely out of time. Remember once again, guys, take care of yourselves, take care of those briefs, but most importantly, take care of each other. And like we say every week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man. Boom!
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man the Ad-Man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man the Ad-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
This is cliffcentral.com.